Hi, everybody. This is Richard Tracy. You're listening to Criminal Masterminds on America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and Podcast Network. Al is here today.
Mostly.
Mostly?
Yeah.
Why? Why so defeated?
You know, weekends you're supposed to rejuvenate and so you can get ready for the week that's coming up, work and...
In theory.
Yeah, I feel more tired after the weekend than after a full work week.
Why? What did you do this week?
I got like lots of things. So
you did send me a picture.
Definitely didn't. I didn't sleep. That.
You did sleep send enough. Me. Al, just so everybody is aware, when we came to the great nation of America, one of Al's dreams and goals in life was to get a Chevrolet Corvette. And 20-some years later...
It's actually exactly 20 years later.
20 years later. So in 1997?
Yeah, that's when I had my midlife crisis at 19.
In 97, you decided, okay.
You know why I liked it? Do you remember that show 90210, Beverly Hills 90210?
Yes,
yes. Remember Steve...
Steve had a black Corvette?
He had different Corvettes throughout the series. He kind of...
He had like convertible.
The C4, and then he had C5, and that's when
was
the
that
show
the one
ended.
With the kind of a squared butt?
Yeah.
The end, uh-huh. The back was... And the rear lights were a little
kind of little squarish.
A little squarish.
Like C4 had like circle, like very round, and then they kind of upgraded them to a little squarish one. And then C5 mm-hmm. had this oval lights.
Yeah, the 90s were still trying to wear some of the kinks uh-huh. out from the 80s and the squares. Yeah. Because I think the 90s Jeep Wranglers also had they went from the round to the squares.
No, I think they went from the square to the round ones.
When?
I don't know. We'll have to look it up. I'm not that big on
it. No, but the 90s did have... Were those the 80s?
I think the 80s had the square ones. Then, you know, the big round ones. That's what Dad bought back in 2003.
That's right.
And the new ones are also very round. And actually, Jeep is coming out with new car... A new Wrangler this year, I think in 2018. We'll see if they're going to be square or round or rectangular.
I feel like you should never mess with the round.
Yeah.
You should never mess with the round lights and the grill in the front.
Aren't they
never.
Like... they're based on those Willises, right? That's what they used to call. And as far as I know, just seeing it from Saving Private Ryan, they always had like a round... All the war movies, like
yeah,
Saving
it was
Private
like
Ryan,
the most basic headlight you could possibly have.
Band of Brothers, yeah. Back then.
Well, hi everybody. After our wait a minute. So you got the Corvette?
Yeah.
What did you get?
I got 2011 LT3 convertible with subdued blue color. It has only 8,000 miles on it.
Oh, is that what they call it? A subdued color?
No, I think they call it like Sonic Blue or something. Uh-huh. But, you know, you can say Sonic. You would think like Sonic the Hedgehog, and he was very blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like sky gray blue.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big accomplishment. The American dream still exists.
Yes, so now we need to move on. What's the next thing?
You mean topic or the dream?
Dream.
Maybe this podcast will actually go somewhere. I had to deviate from Blue Lives Matter today for one of the stories. When I read this headline on Daily News, and it reads, and this is perfect for you, not with a Corvette particular, just you in general. Texas man arrested for allegedly having sex with a fence.
With a fence?
With a fence, like a chain link fence. Yeah. Of course, this writer here couldn't get quirky enough by starting the article with, they had an emotional link. Get it?
It just gives me...
I can't stand it. When
like very unpleasant feeling. I don't know if I can say because it's cursing variety.
Douche chills?
Douche chills. Can
yeah,
I say
douche
that?
Chills.
Yeah.
We could say, I think we can say douchebag.
Yeah.
Douche chills. Yeah, it gives me...
I can't stand this, like the puns that they put.
By Brian Leasy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy. Brian Leasy. Or L-I-S-I. And, well, listen, he picked up a good article, okay? Giving new meaning to the term, quote, hopping the fence. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. He's getting a little controversial here. A resident of Austin, Texas, was arrested after his neighbor claims she saw him making love to the chain link fence that separates their two properties.
I can relate to that.
Okay. According to why you've...
I've never banged a fence, uh-huh. but I did make love, if you can call it such, to inanimate objects.
Like what?
Like love seat and the sofa. Especially the
place when you say love seat, it's an actual the couch.
Yeah, yeah, like a furniture, piece of furniture.
The smaller brother of the couch.
Yeah, it depends. Like whatever I was sitting on or laying on top.
Is this when you were like just a teenager?
It's and back. Just it's right.
Testosterone. Yeah, driven?
At the same time when I start dreaming about Corvette. That's okay. what was
oh,
happening.
Oh, just
as you know, I didn't have a girlfriend until the age of 19, and I stayed virgin until the age of 19.
You know, many guys have. I bet none of them.
Masturbate, and at some point masturbation just gets boring, so you have to kind of explore different things. So when you see those two cushions,
were you underage that you couldn't buy porn?
I don't remember, but we were foreign and we didn't have that much money, and those magazines did
that
cost
is true
$5 to $10.
Okay,
so I wrap my thing
member
in the Magruder's bag,
uh-huh.
which is a grocery store.
For those who don't know,
hey, to make it safe.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
And I don't know what I can say. I feel like a little kid. Like I can't curse in front of my parents. Why can't we curse on this show?
You inserted your member in between the cushions,
yes,
basically,
and started moving back
and
forth,
thrusting it.
Yeah, and then
so you basically had sex with a love seat.
I had sex with a love seat or a sofa. I think it was a love seat, right?
It's because, a love seat, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
It was a love seat. And I finished, and the bag ripped, so that was not a very good protection.
You
and the thing kind of, yeah, I stained it, and then I guess I cleaned it, but I didn't clean it enough because it all dried up. And remember when we threw it away from a parents' house?
Yes, when it
we
finally
left it. I lifted the cushion, and it was old. It was like brown orange stain right there,
like vomit orange.
Yeah, but it wasn't vomit.
It's, I guess, what semen looks like after a decade.
So people, like 15 years.
So people just came and went and sat on that love seat for a decade and nobody really bothered
it's
to
like
know.
I remember Seinfeld threw away his sofa because of a booger. A kid left a booger or somebody else left a booger?
Didn't Poppy...
Poppy peed
on the
cushion.
What
am I confusing it with? Yeah, Poppy peed on the cushion.
And there was a booger, I think.
Who had a booger and he had to get rid of the sofa?
That's right.
I'm confusing. I'm confusing two shows or
maybe
something.
Maybe it's time... No, I think you're
right. I need to rewatch Seinfeld again.
I think it's time to watch Seinfeld again. But anyway, given new meaning to the blah, 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 hop in the fence, I'm sorry. I'll jump ahead. According to The Smoking Gun, Diana Vasquez spotted Eliodoro Estala begin the chain link courtship by urinating on the fence late Wednesday morning.
I never pissed on our sofa.
Okay.
just to
thank
let you
God.
Know.
something tells me we'd smell that.
Yeah.
Vasquez then began recording Estala as he started yard working it by taking off his clothes.
Can you just change those words?
I can't
to
stand this.
Just
this
change
writer.
The words. Can you just
ruin yard working? Yeah. Just write the damn story.
Proofread it.
Ugh. As if like middle school kids are going, oh, yard work.
It's like that douche who does the New York Yankees and comes up with all the punts when they hit the home runs.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
I don't
name.
Remember his name either. Proving that, I'm not even going to bother this one. The 32-year-old North Austin man put his mouth inside the chain link fence and stuck his tongue out, moving it up and down.
It's like
the
oral.
Police reported. Uh-huh. All right, so he's doing the foreplay at first.
Like, yeah.
So that's pretty good. He's trying
eating
to
out.
Eat it. Yep. And finally, Vasquez told authorities that he saw her neighbor stick his erected penis into the chain link fence and then began to have sex with the fence. Police arrived to find Estella coming out of his apartment, apparently intoxicated.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
He maintained he had been inside his home during the alleged link loving, but police were able to identify him
by DNA
on the video shoot. by Vasco. Oh, I wish there was a video of
this.
It's
like scratches and cuts on his penis.
Due to the glare and shadows of the house, I was unable to see the penis on the video or on her small cell phone.
Maybe that's insulting.
Maybe he just had a very small penis.
Yeah,
I would imagine you don't need a big penis to penetrate chain link fence.
Remember that Dirk Diggler from
charged with indecent exposure? He has been set free on personal recognized bond. Well, hang on a sec. If she didn't see his penis, how was he charged with indecent exposure? She admitted to it.
Texas laws.
Oh, hang on a second. She witnessed it. Mm-hmm. She saw his penis in person. Like,
oh,
with
her
own
didn't
eyes,
see it on the phone.
But the camera didn't pick
the
it up.
The camera is not as good as your eye.
So I guess in Texas, it is enough to charge. You need a witness to charge somebody, I guess.
Yeah. Your eye can see even the minuscule penis. Now, if it's a Dirk Diggler, you'd probably, from name of that movie, Boogie Nights, you could see a pretty big thing down there just hanging.
Can I call out Brian Lisi not only on very terrible article writing, but also the fact that if anybody else was to start out the a paragraph with giving a new meaning to the term, quote, hopping the fence.
That makes no sense.
And then,
unless you hopped over it and try to have anal sex with a fence by
and then
putting
victim,
it from the back.
And the victim and the suspect are Diana Vasquez and Eleodoro Estala.
Eleodoro.
Do you know how quickly this person would be fired or would have to apologize? Something tells me is Daily News pretty liberal on that liberal side?
I blocked all the liberal crap on my Facebook, so
you don't even
recognize
it anymore.
Just soccer updates and I live like in the politics free Facebook.
Oh wow, your blood pressure must be low.
You know, people usually when they post something that's really polarizing, they share some articles. So I noticed instead of blocking my friends, mm-hmm. I don't care what they post, right? But if I block the sources like Washington Post, MSNBC, New York Pravda or New York Times, then I don't really see anything. I live like in a land of happiness, pretty much. Facebook is what it's supposed to be. You kind of just keep in touch with your friends. You
updates
about
to you.
You know, yeah, about geology and you know, and there's a cool page called Abandoned Spaces, and they take pictures of all the old buildings, all the old abandoned facilities on the inside, like lots of Chernobyl stuff there.
Okay,
so I see that stuff, and I'm like kind of cool. You know, everybody's happy, I'm happy, just.
Right. Maybe I should do that too.
You should.
Should just block all liberal.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, don't block your friends. Just block all the source.
That's
and
a good point.
And of course, if you are on the left side, just block, you know, Fox News. And that, because that's only, only.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
right wing on the side.
Well, we'll just. I'll probably do that. But anyway, all
right.
You
know what I must say?
What?
I don't. I feel like I'm missing something. I just realized Mike is not here.
Oh yeah, Mikey's not here again.
You know, it's
he's sick, right?
He's sick. Well, last week his kids were sick. They had diarrhea. I can only assume that
I had a little bit of a
diarrhea
complication
today.
Myself this week. I got sick this week too
with diarrhea. Yeah, I know.
Fever,
you came.
It was like a flu-like symptoms, but it wasn't the flu.
Man, you look like the way I feel.
Oh yeah, you're probably getting it now.
Yeah,
it's not fun. Like it's a good couple of days worth of
take a couple days off.
It drains you. It just drains you, and then you don't sleep well.
I know.
And then, but something about when you and call me crazy. And wow, we're really deviating off topics today, but it's okay. We need one once in a while. You need one of these episodes, where the aching of the flu when you're sick is kind of comforting. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly.
You're
as long
stretching
as,
and you're laying
you have
there,
that
and it's just like
you don't have energy to get up, but you have energy to lay down.
As long as you are, don't have to work.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have to do anything laborsome. As long as, like, imagine you have the flu or whatever. You feel sick, and you just all you want to do is get to bed, and then you put all the kids to bed. You don't have work the next. Let's say it's Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's bugging you. Nobody's like, hey, let's go out. Let's have whatever. The The kids are in bed. You don't have any chore errands to run. All the bills are paid. You don't have to worry about anything. And you just lay on the couch, turn on some TV, turn off all the lights, turn the volume down just a little bit where it's not too loud, but you can. It's enough to know that it's there. And you have that achy yeah, feeling. I don't know.
Some old TV shows.
Yeah, and it's nice and hot, and you're starting to sweat. And then there's a cozy feeling about it for some reason.
Unless it starts pushing you on that up on the other side when you feel so bad that you can't even watch TV. I get that with
migraines.
3-4 years ago I had that when I had to take 2 weeks off from work because I was sick.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. I hate taking days off, even an hour off. Can you imagine I was on my deathbed. Yeah. Not literally, figuratively.
Like Doc Holliday?
Yeah. I'm dying. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know exactly what you mean. Several years before that, I was sick. Remember when that whole swine flu thing happened? My wife had it, and she got it.
Swine flu paranoia.
She got it pretty bad. She was really sick.
Swine flu?
Yeah. And then I got swine flu. I was stayed in bed for a day. And I remember I was watching that movie Capricorn 1 with O.J. Simpson. it's like about the space mission that they kind of was supposed to blow up, I guess, and they escaped, and now the NASA actually hunts them down because they can blow their whole cover.
Right.
You know. Yeah. It sucked.
We are excited indeed to be celebrating our 1-year anniversary here at America Out Loud. And we could not have done it without you. Well, in short order, we've become one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. For all the latest news, entertainment, your blogging, and now web TV, as we celebrate our 1-year anniversary here, and we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Well, there are thousands of nutrition supplements out there. So how do you choose? Well, I believe you choose by the impact it has on your body. For instance, sleeping better at night, having more energy during the day, less anxieties, and just feeling better overall. After taking Healthy Cell for just 3 weeks, it about changed my life. So much that I asked the company for a special deal for you. Instead of $110 plus shipping, you pay just $79.99 for the monthly plan plus free shipping. Just go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, or click the banner on the homepage of AmericaOutLoud.com. Take it from me, Malcolm Outloud, this is a game changer. HealthyCell.com.
There's a very funny story on BlueLivesMatter.blue by Cowgirl about Indiana State Trooper Joseph Malone saves woman from kidnapping and rape. Ooh, yeah. Did I say a fun story?
Yes.
Oops.
Hey, you laughed when we were burying our dad. So.
Yeah. Did I? I don't think I did. That's terrible. We cremated him. For the record,
and delivered him to the cemetery in a Verizon bag.
Yes. Johnson County, Indiana. Jung Beek Kem, age 19, drove all the way to Indianapolis from Georgia to kidnap a woman, impregnate her, and force her to marry him. That's right, folks. According to the Indy Star, he met the unidentified victim on Facebook a few weeks ago and had been trying to court her on social media. She had tried to break off the online relationship repeatedly. They had never met in person, but Kim, C-E-M, I'm assuming Kim, learned through social media that the victim was going to her cousin's wedding at a church in Southport. He showed up at the wedding on March 25th and sat next to the victim. Wow, that's creepy. See, this is why you don't post stuff.
Yes.
On
it's easy to break off the relationship online if you don't tell him where you live.
If you don't know where he is. Yeah.
Don't give him your phone number. Don't give him anything.
Any locations or
whatever.
And
that's it. You just ignore him.
Yeah, you just...
You don't have to say anything.
just turn off the locator on all your posts
yeah.
and all your photos, and that's it. And for a little while, just chill out with, you know, I'm here. I'm doing this now. I'm doing that now.
Now you literally post your GPS location, like right, longitude yeah. and latitude.
That's right. Know,
if the guy has a compass, he can find you very easy.
During the wedding service, Kim stole the victim's cell phone. He refused to give her the phone back, walked to his car, and ordered her to get in. Get in.
Oh, yeah. Let me find that.
He looks like YouTube. He looks like a Vietnamese fella.
So she got in because she wanted her phone back?
Or Thai, maybe. Jong Bik Kim. Can I do an Asian accent, or is that considered too offensive?
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year, yeah. We are evolving fast. Evolving into stupidity and out of it, hopefully. He refused to give her the phone, ordered her to get in the car. The victim got in after he told her that he would give her her cell phone back. Instead, he drove off. He's like, psych! She's like, come on, give me my phone back! I'm assuming she's also an Asian girl. The victim told Kim repeatedly that she did not want to go with him. He refused. Of course he's going to refuse. He drove all the way up from Georgia to Indiana.
Yeah, you know how expensive is gas?
How long of a trip is that?
Georgia to Indiana?
Yeah, that's southeast up all the way up.
That's at least 2 hours. 2 hours.
2 hours, dude.
By the book, it's 2 hours.
That would have
by the book, Captain.
That would have to take him at least 20 hours. At least 20, yeah. 25. That would be a day's worth.
You know, I have this wonderful thing called Google yeah. in here. Let me Google.
The victim told Kim repeatedly that
where is it? Indiana to what?
From
Georgia to Indiana.
Georgia to Indiana, to Johnson County, Indiana. The victim told Kim repeatedly that she did not want to go with him. He refused to let her go and continued to drive. He was driving south on I-65 towards his home, Tucker, Georgia. Let's look up Tucker, Georgia.
Well, it says like I did Georgia to Indiana. It's 580, so nearly 600 miles.
And how long that would take?
I don't know. It's 600 miles. It's a lot. It's
that's a lot of miles.
That's at least 10 hours
go
nonstop
further,
driving.
It would show you if you scroll down.
If you drive without any traffic.
Oh, 10 hours? 10 and a half hours? Oh, that's worth kidnapping your bride.
10 hours, 34 minutes.
There we go. He was driving south on I-65 towards his home in Tucker, Georgia, when she yanked the steering wheel and tried to put the steering wheel in park.
Ruined his car?
Kim pulled over south of the White Land Road exit in Johnson County. The victim tried to escape, but Kim held her down. She then took the keys out of the ignition and threw them out of the passenger window. I wonder if that irritated him. Kim forced the victim into the back seat and got on top of her. He got on top of the victim, held her down, and was trying to rape her when Indiana State Trooper Joseph Malone showed up. Boy, I bet she was happy to see him. I bet he was pretty surprised. Like, what? Trooper Joseph Malone had responded to the report of a disturbance. Upon arrival, good thing people called. Upon arrival, he approached Kim's vehicle and observed Kim in the back seat on top of the victim with his pants down. In his own words, Trooper Malone said that the victim was struggling with Kim and was screaming, and that he, quote, forcibly removed Kim from the victim. Kim was placed into custody. The victim was not injured. Kim, wow.
That's a bad first date.
He got that. Yeah. I wonder if there's any way he can make it up to her somehow. Kim has been charged with... Yeah.
At least he didn't try to burn down her car.
Sweetie, my identified Facebook friend.
Light of my life.
The guy with the roses.
Yeah.
Oh, can you please forgive me? Perhaps me throwing you in the backseat of my car and trying to rape you was a misunderstanding.
Give me the phone.
Yeah, perhaps we just rushed things a bit. Perhaps we should have waited until we get to my Tucker home in Georgia. Kim has been charged with attempted rape and criminal confinement. both felonies and misdemeanor theft in connection with the attack. He is already out. He's already out of jail after posting bond of $19,000.
$19,000 for rape.
His next scheduled court date is May 11th. I wonder if he's going to show up. That sucks. Well, he knows how to get up to Indiana. He's going to have to drive up 10.5 hours.
$19,000 for all those charges?
Yeah, but hang on. Maybe he posted 10%.
Then why, what's the point with 10%? You pay the bail. $190,000. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
That's the whole point of the whole thing. For those who don't understand how bonds work, and I'm not saying this is the case here, that the magistrate or the commissioner or whoever might have been stupid enough to give him $19,000 bond, but I doubt it. I'm sure it was a $190,000 bond or a $200,000 bond. In that instance,
but then you give up that money.
But no. 10%, you would give up that money.
It's a service fee.
Yeah.
Convenience fee.
But in some states, for instance, one particular state can only charge you no more than 10% of the bond that you're held on. Mm-hmm. So the bondsman shows up. He's like, hey, man, I'll post your, let's say...
20%.
Let's say your $100,000 bond.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you pay me $10,000, I'll provide the $100,000. And for somebody who really doesn't want to stay in jail, whew, they'd be like, oh, my God, please, 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 here's $10,000. And for frequent flyers, bondsmen are
discounts?
Like, hey, Jimmy, back this week again?
Yeah.
Tell you what, buddy, we'll do 5% this time.
And then if you do it the next month, same deal.
You know what?
Just make sure you do it, okay? Yeah. Otherwise, you owe us 5%.
You drive up to Indiana, meet a different girl on Facebook, and drive up to, Maine this time. Yeah. Different laws over there, buddy. You know, I'll hook you up. I'll drive up all the way to Maine for, another $15,000.
Yeah, I won't kidnap you.
Trooper Malone, well done. You are absolutely... Yes. That's like hero stuff right there. Here's a good story. This is just mental illness at its best, ladies and gentlemen. And some people wouldn't call this mental illness. I call it mental illness because there's something wrong with this woman. And this is Officer's Blues article.
He needed the money.
Did a very good job. If you go, there's a video of this. We're going to have to watch this video. And there's a lot of cursing here. I'm going to have to dump a bunch of stuff. You're going to have to do more stories.
More stories.
Yes.
More headlines.
Yes.
Don't they have a video that they already blip it out for you?
Yeah, right there. Video of...
sexual harassment meltdown.
Yeah, freak out over
when
dinner's
his man
at California
girlfriend.
Restaurant. So let me set this up real quickly for you. Santa Monica, California.
Of course it's California.
Of course it's California. A newly released video is showing an epic meltdown after a California diner witnesses a man kiss his girlfriend on top of her head. Video below. This may be the biggest meltdown since Zanra Joshi incident. Who's Zanra Joshi?
I don't know. You want me to click on it?
I
can actually click on it.
Yeah, who is Zanra Joshi?
Zanra Joshi.
The unidentified man posted the video on Reddit on Friday, showing a woman freaking out on him and his girlfriend after seeing him kiss the top of her head. Why is that a problem? That's like an actual
That's the most like
intimate. Caring. Caring way.
It's completely opposite to intimate. It's the most innocent kissing. It's like almost like a kiss between a father and a daughter, or
it's like genuine love.
Yeah,
genuine affection.
Mom and son.
Yeah, there's no
Mom and daughter.
When somebody kisses somebody on the forehead, last thing I'm thinking is perversion.
Well, it depends what kind of head.
Excuse me, this place where you eat, this is a place where you eat, not where you
don't S when where you eat.
Anyway, the confrontation continued to escalate and get more bizarre, and she quotes the video here, but I will just allow people to hear this. The woman continues by threatening to call the police. At some point, both the crazy woman and the man ask for the police to get called as she continued to escalate even more. The crazy lady then randomly picks up her food from the checkout stand, and immediately after taking it, she demands a refund from the cashier, who doesn't grant the request. She only loses her mind more.
I can't wait to see this.
Eventually... eventually calls the police. And you know what? Why read it?
Yeah.
Just hit play on that bad boy.
Let me find where the...
Oh, assuming I have the technical abilities to do it today.
Assuming you have a good...
A cord.
See, it's not... Okay, hold on. The computer's acting up.
Acting up? There, right there.
Here. Yes. It's being difficult.
Oh, look. Do you think she looks reasonable?
Why is it... Can't click on it.
This website sucks.
Here. Ah, we got it. But of course, it's a. Oh no, it's like a portrait mode.
Portrait mode.
All right.
Then leave. Why are you here? You have your food.
Excuse me, I have a right to be here. This is a place where you eat,
So, the video is of a guy videoing the woman at the end of the counter talking to. There's the poor clerk on the other end.
Looks like a Silent J.
And she's just basically telling the guy that's videotaping him, you guys need to get a room. You're perverted. You shouldn't be doing this in a public place, okay?
Sounds like a Sharia law follower.
Go on.
We are waiting for you to finish up, so we're chatting.
Outside.
You're a heinous person.
You're a prostitute.
That's a good comeback, I must say.
Okay.
The ladies here.
Can you just finish up your transaction? We'll order and we can both move on.
Bitch?
Oh my god. You're really escalating this.
I must agree. This lady is escalating it.
I would just like to order.
You shouldn't be here. You're a slut. Go get a
hotel. Look at the clerk. Clerk is like... He's like kind of almost giggling, like raising his head.
Yeah, I'd be giggling too. I'd be like, I can't believe I'm witnessing this. This is great.
That's why he hasn't trespassed that lady yet.
Yeah, this is entertaining.
Yeah.
And
I'm having difficulties with this webcam.
Oh my!
This is not a place for this.
Can't wait till this hits YouTube.
I can't wait to report you to the police. You cannot be doing prostitution.
Go ahead. Hey, go find the police right now.
This is a public place.
No, it's not. This is a private place, actually.
This is public.
No, this is a private establishment.
Pause.
I must say, look.
This is a pri.
Look, if you're
can you please pause it?
I'm pressing on it.
Here,
dude. Click right here.
Okay.
There we go. This is a private establishment, which is open to the public. So it's a little bit of a gray area. Where both of the parties, I don't think, comprehend what the hell they're talking about. But they're arguing, you know, it's opposing sides and stuff like that.
So. Look at all the dishes there. It looks very tasty.
It actually does look pretty good wherever they are. Let's go on.
See, I just clicked whatever button you just told me.
Can we
You're
order
making
support?
Me uncomfortable with your verbal
Stop
habits.
Stop sitting out in front of us.
That's not good.
Who is us? Everyone
has Yeah, there's nobody around her.
Nobody around her.
Precious. Oh, she's
You're
walking up.
Out while we're trying to order.
Step back.
Excuse
Get back.
Me?
Step the fuck back.
Excuse. Do not
step
tell
the
me.
Step back.
Excuse
step
me.
Step the fuck back.
Excuse me. Why don't you Can step you the fuck back?
Can you call the cops?
Can you call the cops on him?
You know
I
what?
Call this on video.
Pause it for a second.
Let's see who's harassing who. Later.
She's a shorter version of Lady Brienne.
Lady Brienne
from Game of Thrones. But it's the very sensitive version of Lady Brienne. Although Lady Brienne was pretty sensitive too.
A little bit. I hate her.
I'm all caught up on Game of Thrones, so we can have an in-depth discussion.
I can't stand her for one very specific reason, but we'll cover it later.
Okay, go on.
But you know what? I don't really like this guy either. Look, he's like step the f back. He's trying to assert his manhood, and then what happens as soon as she challenges? Please call the cops.
But he's about to say something. That will make you like him.
Oh, all right.
You're fucking your girlfriend in a public restaurant acting like a prostitute. You need to leave. You told me to leave while I'm in my order while you're making out with that slut.
Okay? Yeah.
You're such an airhead. You're so dumb. You're sexually harassing me. You and that slut.
Wow, you are harboring a lot of shit, and you're just letting it all out.
Go ahead. This is I don't want to watch you
He just gave up. He's like,
all right.
For a moment, he was like, all right, you know what? You're stepping up. You better back up. You better back up. And then she let her like full side get out. And he's like, whoa.
You know, at this point, I would look at her, and if I am taller than her, I'd be like, eh, I don't need cups. I can take care. You know, we all measure people when
size
we get in situations
like
that.
Yeah.
If that was someone who's much bigger than me, I'd be probably like, call the cup. As a matter of fact, I'd be turning around and leaving and maybe calling the cops from the outside or just say, you know what? No harm, no foul. I'll just leave.
If I still had to order my food, I'd probably call the cops because I want the whatever food they have in here.
If they're bigger than you?
No, I don't care.
No, with her? No, with her, I would order over her head.
Oh, yeah. I would be
ignoring her and just ordering food right now to irritate her even more.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
That's true.
I would be kissing my girlfriend right there. I would like literally effing her. I'd stick my tongue in her, grabbing her ass.
Yeah, I think I would just bend her over the table and like really start having sex with her.
Mickey style.
I wonder how she would react in that instance. But then in that case, it would be indecent. Indecent to her. All right, hit play again and let's finish this insane asylum up.
How many times do I have to click this?
Apparently many times. Why are you having so many difficulties with it? It just froze.
Now it just—I don't know what happened.
She goes on to claim that he's sexually harassing her.
Yeah, I have to shut everything down.
I really didn't even see any form of sexual harassment at all on his behalf, at all. And then finally she gets her food. And as soon as she grabs her food, she turns around to the clerk and says, I want my money back. I want a refund. And the guy's like, no. And then she demands a manager, and he starts talking to the manager. And the manager, I think the manager walks out at some point. It's just like, you need to leave.
Yeah, get the F out of here.
And and then she starts hitting shove her out, but they he walks her. Like basically prevents her from going any further, and he might have put his hands on her, but to guide her out of the store, and she flat out just threw whatever she had right at him, hitting him. Oh yeah.
Maybe it works again.
I restarted the whole thing. Yeah, more.
Do you remember while it's loading? Remember when we went to Poland or? Probably even in Czech. Remember, they bunch of homeless guys would stop by sometimes at those fancy restaurants.
Yes,
and they didn't call the police. They would just send one of their tough waiters out, and
no,
the guy
it
would
wasn't,
just
it wasn't even the tough waiter.
They would just throw them out. They would just kick them out, call them, they curse them out. That I'm talking about, the waiter would curse out the homeless bum.
Yeah, and say,
and then
get
if
out
the
of
guy,
here.
Yeah, if the guy didn't listen, he would just grab him, throw him outside.
Yeah,
and no and, police, nothing.
And you know, people that sat there and the patrons in that restaurant, they were shaking their head at the bum.
Yeah. And nobody was on the side of the bum and said, oh, he's so hungry. Let me pay for his...
Yeah, nobody wanted
to deal with that. Us most of all, by the way. We nearly applauded him. Can you imagine? Like, it's completely different in the United States. You have to call the police and you have to be like very... you don't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah, feelings and emotions are just all very... We've lost touch with a lot. Is that Marcy?
Yeah, that's Marcy from.
Come on, yeah. All right. Let's see if we can get back to where we were.
Media outlets, which will probably take her side—not necessarily take her side, but will treat her as if this is a legitimate case.
Right.
And they would discuss it, and they would say, "How do we appease that person?" Instead of just telling him, "Like that's it, you're trespassed from this place."
And that's where we go wrong in society. Yeah.
We tolerate this stuff.
You are the ugliest bitch I've ever seen. You look like a little boy. And for me to actually watch,
look at yourself, little lady Brienne.
Oof.
Hey, Richard.
She's walking out.
Would you do her?
Not after she opened her mouth.
Would you kiss her in the head? Oh, look at all the people in there. They're all waiting in line. Those are real people. Probably want to get their food. They're hungry and they're stuck because of her.
So that's disorderly.
Yeah.
Disorderly conduct. You think it would be fun to go over and lock her up?
For a rookie.
You think that would be a compliant arrest?
No, that would be one of the you see on YouTube.
Oh. She's just standing in the doorway cursing.
Goodbye.
There is somebody in your studio, Richard.
Yeah. So she
go for it. Please.
You are harassing me at this very moment.
That's it. Yep.
All right, so pause it for a second. I take it this reminds you of something.
Yes, it's do you remember Miss Farmer from Donnie Darko?
Yes, like yeah, the crazy conservative lady.
Yeah,
she hated
teacher.
Porn.
She hated everything, but she was in love with what's his name? The guy from Ghost and Roadhouse.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had the emergency PTA meeting because of some kind of vandalism in school, and they were talking about that, but she had problem with a book that a new teacher was using as a curriculum.
Right.
It was Drew Barrymore. So yeah. They had that emergency meeting, and then the principal opens up, and that's how it goes.
In cooperation with the county police, we have begun an active investigation into the cause of the flooding, and our suspects include several of our own
students.
She's going
to just interrupt.
Now, I want to know why this filth is being taught to our children.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it goes on for a couple of minutes, but it ends like this.
This garbage should be removed.
Excuse me. The real issue here, the PTA doesn't ban books.
The PTA is here to acknowledge that pornography is being taught in our curriculum.
She's just going on a rant.
Yeah, pornography, there's absolutely zero pornography in that book. She just builds up and completely exaggerates like that idiot in the restaurant.
Right.
You know, you're harassing me, you're effing her. The guy kissed her on the head. This is like almost diametrically opposite from effing her.
There's just no grounds for sanity in this instance. It's just there's something wrong with her.
And
you know what? I blame her parents. Anyway, the video, it's on Blue Lives Matter .blue. It's a very entertaining video too. It actually might just anger you. And show you just exactly what we deal with on such
a... The only reason it angers me is because of the society tolerating it.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And accepting it as a normal behavior almost, you know.
That's
they would
true.
Giggle at it, but they will, you know, they would kind of discuss, look, we need to find the reasons for the roots for that behavior.
We need to be tolerant.
Just not say like, look, this is BS. We're not even going to acknowledge it.
Officer Blue wrote a good article on a police officer disarms suspect Nicholas Sanchez and shoots him with his own gun. There's a really good video of it too, where the police confront a suspect, an armed robbery suspect, at Roy, Utah. Two Roy police officers won a gunfight by disarming a suspect and shooting him with his own gun.
Didn't they have their own guns?
They did, but...
They just said, as a special FU.
Special FU to the guy.
They'll shoot you with your own gun.
Yeah, the whole incident was captured on body camera video. On February 21st at around 10 p.m., two Roy City police officers were dispatched to a Texaco gas station for a suspicious person, according to Salt Lake Tribune. The man drove up to the gas station and was loitering in front of the store while leaving his car running in the parking lot. Go up a bit from where you are right now. Keep going. The circumstances warranted a stop of the suspect to investigate if he was planning to rob the gas station. Two unidentified officers arrived and contacted Nicholas Sanchez, 39, in front of the entrance. Sanchez asked the officers what he did as they asked him to step away from the door. Quote, or did you just want to be arrested right now? Your choice, the officer. Sanchez went to put his hands back in his pocket. The officer told him to keep his hands visible. Sanchez said, I don't have anything.
I don't have hands.
And then he quickly lifted up his sweatshirt, briefly revealing a gun in his waistband.
He forgot.
And then one of the officers was like, you got a gun on you. Do not reach for it. Officer Sanchez.
Yeah, very trigger happy cop.
Some would say.
Yeah. Well, no, they always say the police is so trigger happy.
Yeah, watch this video.
Yeah.
How would you react? Just play it.
If I can play this.
Yeah. We're having some technical issues.
Do you porn on this computer a lot?
No, not at all.
It's like a 7-Eleven or something, and they're approaching the guy.
video of a cop talking to the guy. Cop is by the car. Bad guy's by the door. Saying, come over here. The guy's not coming over.
What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? Let me see your hands! Let me see your hands! Weaver 3 of 11, shots fired! Shots fired!
All right.
All right, where's the mouse?
Nicholas Sanchez, then, it talks about he... Basically, when he's asked, hey, come over here, let's talk, he doesn't comply, he doesn't talk to them. He keeps putting his... He's a lot of furtive movements. Mm-hmm. He keeps putting his hands in his pockets. Then they say, dude, keep your hands out of your pockets, after he says, all right, let's talk. And then... He's like, oh, okay, sorry, man. And then the dummy lifts up a sweatshirt and puts it down, exposes the butt of the gun on him. And then immediately the other officers recognize it. Oh, man, there's a gun in his waistband. I don't know why they didn't draw down on him right there. That's my question.
He kind of went for the gun and then he decided not to pull it.
Yeah,
he
just
told
him,
don't touch your gun.
In that instance, if they were to gun face him, mm-hmm. maybe he would put his hands up, and then you can initiate a takedown right there. But I don't know.
Maybe he knew he was going to run, and maybe then you don't really want to run with a gun.
Or maybe they were afraid that once they draw, the guy's going to draw. Well, their backstop wasn't that good at that point. There were people walking around on the sidewalk. Maybe it wasn't the best time to draw their guns at that point. So that's also a factor. A backstop. Yeah, the officers. That's actually a very good reason not to pull your gun at that point, because if you have to light them up, man, there are people walking around
and
everything.
How did he...
Then he runs off after they try to get him. And the guy that's on him, he's starting to reach for the gun. So the officer, that's pretty badass. Yeah. He beats him to it, grabs the gun from him, being concerned that there's another gun, goes for the... pops, shoots him right there and then. And then I think he goes to his own gun. And Nicholas Sanchez then took off running while reaching for the gun in the waistband. Okay, so that's not good. Once officers got on top of Sanchez, tackling him, grabbing his gun and shooting him with his own gun. The second officer opened fire as his partner was only inches away from the hail of gun. Yeah, that was another thing, that his partner was blasting the guy while his partner was on top of him. Mm-hmm. So that could have been nasty.
He probably thought, well, he has a vest on.
Yeah, so he has a vest on.
It's going to stop.
Yeah. Neither officer was hit during the gunfight. Sanchez died on scene. The city hired attorney Heather White to explain the situation.
Very difficult situation. Hey, Heather. Hey, my name is Heather. I'm going to explain a very difficult situation to everybody.
Hey, Heather
it's
Soprano.
It's a very complicated situation. I'm going to talk like Tony Soprano, but my name is Heather.
They both reached for the gun. Remember that Chicago song?
They both reached for the gun. Oh, yes, so, yes, so,
understandable, understandable.
One officer got on top of Sanchez, tackling him, grabbing his gun, and shooting him with his own gun. Oh, boy, I missed a spot where... Heather White explains, fearing Sanchez may have another weapon...
He could have had another weapon. And hearing shots fired, the first officer shot Sanchez with a gun he had wrestled from Sanchez. Yes, my name is Heather.
When the first officer saw Sanchez was not moving, he dropped Sanchez's gun and drew his gun from his holster. Sanchez's reckless actions in those split second dictated the actions of the officers took that day. The officers did what they had they're trained to do and what we expect them to do, protect themselves and others against violent, irrational behavior. White concluded that because of this actions, no one but Sanchez was injured that night. I don't think he was injured. I think he died. There has been a lack of outrage over this shooting. You're right. I didn't even hear about it until I read this article. Although Sanchez was shot for the same reason that Alton Sterling was shot. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
He reached for his gun, except Sterling still had access to his gun at the time he was shot. Yeah, that is true. Black Lives Matter? Where are you? Oh, that's right. He does not have the same complexion as... Is that why? Black Lives Matter.
Maybe the guy did reach for the gun. For real. Oh,
maybe. Still the verse?
I don't know. Your computer is...
Even absent the reason that another gun may be President Sanchez made a move to kill officers. When somebody shows the intent to kill cops, they continue to be a threat as long as they are fighting. Nicolas Sanchez could have a knife on him. I saw the musical once. Like the actual musical.
Like in the theater?
Yeah. It was... I hated it. I was bored. I was like, why did I spend money on this?
Yeah, but you were also in a ballet.
I wearing
tights.
Oh, yeah. I was in a ballet bulge. Once. I did it all for girls.
Yeah. Well, Mikey did it for a guitar.
And he got a guitar.
Yeah, he got a guitar. Did you get a girl?
No, I didn't get anything. I think I got community service out of it for high school. Anyway, there's another story that I wanted to talk about, but...
Well, this computer is dead. So
what happened? Is it just frozen?
I can't click out of it.
Do you do a Control-Alt-Delete?
Control-Alt, yeah. I haven't tried that. This is like a nuclear option.
Boy, today just technical difficulties everywhere.
Very difficult.
It's a very difficult situation. These computers are just, I miss the good old, the can, the wire, the typewriter, the pen, the notes, the papers.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you for joining us, as always. It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure.
And I'd ask you to pull up some Chicago...
Pull your penis.
ask you to pull some... Chicago crime stats for me.
I can't. This is dead.
But my computer is doing some strange...
Hey, how about we'll do like double numbers next week?
How about you? Were you going to do a diagnostic on my computer for everybody?
That's what Control-Alt-Delete did. It provided me with some kind of high-tech...
It's a task manager. Anyway, currently the total homicides in Chicago, final March totals are 38.
38.
How many days in March? 31?
31, if I'm not mistaken.
So they got a 7 boogie bonus. Well done.
So when is Trump sending the feds?
It's going to be huge. Last week's totals, 14. 2 per day.
They finished strong.
Year to date, 149.
149. That's more than... We had days.
Yeah.
We had like about less than 100.
Get a load of this. Total shot for today is... Oh, I'm sorry. Let's just go to March. Total shot in March, 212. And in total this year, total shot. Can you guess?
It has to be like 600?
Well, impressive. 755.
Well, you said 1 month was about 12, so you multiplied by 3. It should hit like 600-700.
You know, there is just a continuous and consistent flow of violence in this
well, they have
city
lots
of Chicago.
Remember like Band of Brothers? They had this episode about replacements.
Yes.
Yeah, they have replacements too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Cause of death so far in 2017.
They recruit them young. Haven't you seen The Wire?
I've seen The Wire. Gunshots, 2.8% stabbed.
Any electrocuted?
I would have to fall under the 2.8 other.
Drowned.
I would
by
fall
a vending machine.
All
ate alive.
Other. Yeah, all other. They do have some interesting stats here. Female male ratio. Clearance rate.
10.3%. 0.0, Mr. Blutarski.
10.3%.
That's not a very good closing rate.
Multiple victims, shootings, 7 shot, 7 victims and 1 shooting.
Oh, that's like a mass, you know, anywhere else, that would be on CNN, headline news, massive shooting, you know, ban AR-15s, even though it's probably all done with like a 9mm or something, Glocks.
8 killed. In one incident, number 8 killed. 4 shot.
Grenade or something?
I'm sorry, no. In total, 6 incidents. Wow, just it keeps going.
Hey, speaking of the grenade, really quick, I read the story online about the teacher who used to be, it's like a military class for mm-hmm. in high school, I assume. I don't know. It's somewhere in Russia back in the probably 80s. And apparently they would show you the instructors would show you like how the grenade would work. Like, you know, you pull that.
It's back in the good old Soviet era.
I'm sure they probably do it now because Americans are coming.
Probably. I saw a video where they were actually, the students were putting an AK-47 together and disassembling it and assembling it back together.
Well, we were taught how to navigate a minefield in ninth grade.
Yeah.
You know, you pull like your knife out and then like you kind of stab a little to the side.
It's just you don't want
to
get like your stuff blown off.
Clint Eastwood did in Callous Heroes.
Right.
Yeah, so I read, apparently, so this guy like said that, you know, you're going to pull this ring out and then you have to press whatever and you'll hear a click and the smoke's going to come out in the real grenade. Here, we'll just hear that like little tap. So, you know, he pulls the thing out. Clicks on the thing and the smoke starts coming out.
Oh.
And he's like, holy ass. He realized that it's a live grenade somehow made it way into the classroom.
Oh, wow.
And he has 4 seconds now. So his first instinct was to throw it outside.
Uh-huh.
And then he saw that there was like a kindergarten class was passing by.
No.
And back then in Russia, they were so like, schools were so cramped that they had classes conducted in hallways. They had like, so he ran there, but then he realized that, oh, it's there. So what did he do? He put the grenade on his chest or his belly.
Uh-huh.
He just pressed himself against the wall in the corner. And the whole thing blew up. Of course, he died on side.
Oh, like, man, he did
but
that?
But saved the whole class or whatever, how many people.
Thank you, everybody. Check us out on bluelivesmatter.blue. Check us out on americaoutloud.com under
Blue
Criminal Masterminds. Also, check out Malcolm Out Loud and Randy Sutton's Blue Lives Radio.
The guy from Casino.
The guy from Casino.
But primarily just check me out because I'm the best.
Check it out.
Check it out, coach. Check it out, Ripley.